Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this morning, most of us had learned that Senator Dianne Feinstein had died at the age of 90 years old. I believe she had done some early votes, voting yesterday morning. Then I think she missed afternoon votes. And then we were told that she passed yesterday. Dianne Feinstein being one of the oldest women in the Senate, one of two of the first women elected to the Senate, mayor of San Francisco after Mayor Moscone and Harvey Milk had been assassinated, I believe in 1978. She had a long, long career in politics. And interesting life growing up. I think she was born to an Orthodox Russian, I believe Catholic mom, Jewish father, went to both Catholic school, I think she went to Catholic school, had only one child, had a couple marriages whom she stayed with as long as possible until they had passed of cancer, and very interesting, there's been talk about how, her mom had faced alcoholism, and we're learning a lot more about Dianne Feinstein, where her recent headlines have been all about her health and her failing health. And despite where people stand on the political aisle, somebody was standing, the trials and tribulations of politics that long, it's a feat. And so despite her health issues of late being 90, she definitely had a lot of political strength and was a huge icon in the Democratic Party. The concern, though, people have is when do we call it for individuals in office who are struggling with health issues? Many people had felt that she had a very obvious cognitive dysfunction. And when you serve in a role as crucial as the Senate, do you... does the public deserve, the call to do a cognitive test or to ask somebody to resign? Her medical issues, it was kind of interesting. We were told that one of her most serious medical issues was shingles. Now, shingles can be serious. Not only can shingles cause a rash, but shingles can cause viral dissemination. And we're told that she actually had encephalitis, a brain infection from the shingles. Not only extremely painful, but extremely debilitating. Now, many people thought maybe she had a stroke. She did have a pacemaker implanted when she was 83 years old at George Washington University Hospital. Pacemakers help maintain heart rhythm. If somebody does require a pacemaker and have an abnormal heart rhythm, sometimes they could be at higher risk of stroke. We know she was she needed the help of a wheelchair in her final weeks. Her staff took on a lot of her load, and she had a recent fall and had to be hospitalized for that. And then there was a lot of talk suggesting she was having memory issues, lapses in memory. And so people liken, what happened with Senator Feinstein with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, where they were obviously struggling from health issues, did not resign, maintained their post, and then died in office. And on one end, I'm of the thinking, I'm going to work till I die. I just love to work. That's how I want to live my days. On the flip side, though, being a physician, I can't work and do what I do if I'm not 100%. And physicians have to call it. If they don't feel they are at 100%, they can't do their job. Even on radio today, I know my voice is a little hoarse, so I just spoke to my producer. Still want to do the full show because there's a lot of news to get to. But if the horsey voice is driving you guys crazy, you're supposed to be at 100%. And if I'm only at 95%, I need to let people know. And I need to, either substitute it out or make sure I still at least give 100%. And so there's many questions and calls to reanalyze age in politics, such as with Biden, poster child for that. But I don't like the term age. I don't like blaming it on age. We have many individuals in their 70s and 80s that are sharp as a tack, and even 90s sharp as a tack. It's cognitive functioning. If somebody doesn't have the cognitive function at 100%, do they belong in office? Do they belong in an operating room? Do they belong in the police force? Do they belong teaching young kids? When you speak to people who have mental issues, cognitive issues, they bring up the fear that they have. Because right now, I feel like I could control my hands, my feet, with the help of God. I could control what I say. But if you've ever been around somebody with cognitive dysfunction, they will say things inappropriately. And they say, I didn't want to say that. Some of them will immediately recognize that they didn't want to say that or didn't want to do that or do something inappropriate. And cognitive deficit can be very, very challenging and very depressing for somebody who wants to have that control. Now, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, does it really matter? 60 votes in a Senate. If somebody is off, the other senators will cover for them. With the issues we're having right now, if somebody is not at 100%, and I'm saying mentally, physically, people could be physically challenged and still do their job. But we do have to have conversations about not so much age. Don't just cut somebody off at a certain age. But maybe check their cognitive function. Governor Newsom says he is going to nominate appoint a black woman to substitute for Senator Feinstein. May she rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that I am seeing in the medical realm of things and the education realm of things are parents are scared. And parents think there's something wrong with their child and that their child needs to go on ADHD medications. And I am getting asked over and over and over again to treat their child because their child can't do math. They're struggling in reading. They are not at the level that older brother or older sister was at or where the parents were at in school. And the go-to are the ADHD medications. Now, that is going to be a cluster and a seventh. We don't figure out what's going on. And we have seen headline after headline the last few years of students not passing simple math, struggling with reading levels, spelling. And we're America. Okay? I mean, we are the strongest nation in the world. And we can't educate our kids right. We have ADHD medication shortages, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder medication shortages, for a lot of reasons. You have individuals that have been at home now being asked to return to work and they just can't get the motivation to. You have people using them for weight loss, which they should not be doing. And then you have kids who are being inappropriately diagnosed with ADHD because they haven't learned material the past few years that allow them to progress in school. Okay, that's a problem. And that's not what anybody's really talking about. What everybody is talking about is how, well, we need to look at our policies on, political policies. We need to, teach them more sex ed. I get sex ed is important. And some of the headlines make it look like that's all these kids are learning about is sex. It's not. It's not all about sex topics, but I get a little concerned about the focus and the priorities. Now, I know a lot of teachers, and their priority is math, science, reading. The sex ed curriculum is a very small part of their curriculum. But we do have some teachers where they enjoy the more societal aspects of life and teaching that. And maybe it's just not working for the average child. Now, I am no educational expert. I've taught kids of all ages. I've taught medical students. I've taught Sunday school. When you are in medicine and you are in school as long as you have, you do get a knack for teaching. But I don't have a degree in education. But what I have learned in my many, many years with teaching and lecturing to children of various ages and having my own, is teaching is an art. And we may think it's just all about, well, give them the material online or give them a book. And kids learn in different ways. Some, they'll take a book, they'll memorize, and you got it. Others are like, well, I need to work with my hands. I need to see it. I need to see pictures. I'm a visual learner. Some are a very auditory learner, where they have to listen to it. They have to hear it. And it has to click. Me, I can't learn by listening. Now, I have friends that say, you've got to do the audiobooks. You have to do the audiobooks. I've never been good with listening because I have hearing issues. I need to see it. I need to touch it. I need to do it. And in fact, in medical school, it's see one, do one, teach one. And that's really how we learn. We see a procedure, then we do it, and then we teach it. And that's how we memorize it. That's how we learn things. And so when I hear that there are kids, whether it's the Baltimore school system or any other school district, where they're really struggling with math, they're struggling with reading, this should be a pretty easy fix. What's going on? What is the material presented? What is happening in terms of, the teaching? Is there consistent teaching? Are teachers calling out because they're sick? This COVID is causing long COVID symptoms such that people come to work intermittently because they're ill or maybe they're not feeling it or another reason. So the substitute teacher versus the regular teacher is causing a disconnect with the continuity of teaching. Is it that the schools aren't really focusing on that? Is it that kids are telling their teachers, go blow it out your butt? And what are you going to do? Yeah, I mean, when I went to school, I would never, ever recommend this, but I was scared of those teachers because those teachers would bring you up to class and spank you, or they would send you to the office, call your parents, and your parents would spank you. I did not want to cross my teacher. Yes, I made a lot of stupid jokes. I was class clown, and I did get in trouble. And honestly, for some of those jokes, it was worth it. I'm like, I made that whole class laugh, so you know what? I'll take the spanking. But for the most part, oh my gosh, My parents let me know that if I disrespect a teacher, if that teacher gets mad, they get mad. And, you know, they're like, all right, whatever the teacher says. We have now a generation of students that I think they're really confused. You know, what is the most important thing to the teacher? Is it the pronoun? Is it math? Is it, and you know, when kids are trying to learn the teacher, and that's what they do, by the way. Kids try to figure out what makes you tick. And then that's how they try to excel. What can they get from you? If you don't really, you know, talk a lot about microbiology, they're not going to go to you for science. You know, that's why you're the math teacher. You're this teacher. You're this teacher. It helps kids identify what they can get out of you. But if they see that there's different priorities or the teacher doesn't want to be there, are these kids starting to go, well, they don't really want to be there? Is there a disconnect? Is it that these teachers are so overwhelmed because their class has 35 students that they don't even memorize the names anymore? They can't learn the names. So you're the kid in the back as opposed to Bobby. So to have kids grasp information, it's not just we need better worksheets. We need better textbooks. It's you need the time. You need the connection. You need to figure out how that kid learns. We teach a class of 35 the exact same. No, you can't do that. When I was growing up, you had gifted, regular class, and special ed. There's not three categories of learning styles. And you think the kids that had to go to special ed really liked leaving the class to go to special ed? So we've changed things around. But how I would recommend school, and I've recommended this multiple times, is one, we got to shorten the class. We have a very impatient population, not only with kids, but adults these days. And so a 50-minute class doesn't work. And studies have shown the average attention span of a child, a high school student, an adult, is not 50 minutes. So our lessons have to be concrete. I also think every topic should be taught in two or three different ways. I teach math, all right, guys, 5 + 5 = 10. Then do a visual, and then maybe kind of do a hands-on. And that could be done very quickly, but it could then, if somebody didn't get it the first time, they could get it the second time or the third time based on their learning style. These kids need to gain respect of their teachers, and they need to have continuity with their teachers. Maybe classes need to be taught in teams. Maybe if you are having one person per 35 students, maybe get all 70 students into one area with two teachers. And then those two teachers back each other up. If there is a substitute, there's always going to be continuity because you have at least one of the teachers still there when somebody else is calling out. But we have to identify that if these kids can't add, I can't stand it when adults are going, you know, the kids are getting stupider and stupider these days. They're not. Kids are not evolving to be stupid. They're actually very, very smart. In this tech world of ours, they're exposed to so much and they know a lot more than you think. It's just they're not learning things the way we did. And they're struggling in academic settings. So make school different. Right. Morning is compact, small, shorter lessons for math, science, reading, English, history. Right. And then the afternoon is your practical learning. Have all kids of all ages exposed to the trades. This is plumbing. This is electricity. To all industries. This is healthcare. This is law. This is business. Have them do practical learning. They'll learn more. Have them learn, you know, first aid. Have them learn how to hunt, fish, hike, exercise correctly. But another language. But we have to probably rechange the way we're doing schools because right now it's not working. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Dianne Feinstein, the longest-serving female senator, a California Democrat first elected in 1992, has passed away at the age of 90. As the deadline for a potential government shutdown happens, travelers are looking for the potential impact on flights. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey defying calls from fellow Democrats to step down following his federal bribery charges, the Powerball jackpot nearing the billion-dollar mark once again, with no winner in Wednesday night's drawing, tomorrow night's top prize, an estimated $925 million. Today marks 6 months since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was detained by Russia and accused of espionage. He is the first journalist held by the Kremlin since the Cold War. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the most common skin conditions I get called about or asked to treat is eczema. And it blows my mind how many millions of Americans struggle with eczema. I struggle with it too. I think the number is 31 million. October is Eczema Awareness Month. So here to help us is dermatologist and skincare expert, Dr. Lindsay Zabritsky. Dr. Zabritsky is a partner of All Free Clear Laundry, trusted source about all things dermatology, routinely contributes to national publications such as Women's Health, Forbes, CNN, MSN, Esquire, many more. So we're really, really excited to have Dr. Lindsay Zabritsky join us. Thank you, Dr. Zabritsky. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
Wow, wow. Well, thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, you're probably seeing even more numbers than I am. How common is eczema?
Eczema is so common. Over 31 million Americans will suffer from eczema, but there are also other conditions that are similar to eczema, allergic contact dermatitis, irritant contact dermatitis, nummular eczema that all fall under that that I see in clinic as well.
Mm-hmm. And people always ask, well, what's causing it? Is it my detergent? Is it my soap? There's a variety of causes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So a lot of the time, eczema is, you know, part of your genetics. It's part of who you are. But there are definitely things that can flare that up. So you want to avoid anything that's going to trigger it. So there are a few ways that you can keep your skin in its best condition. So if you're living with eczema, routine skincare and using the best products for your needs can all play a role in minimizing potential flare-ups. So taking lukewarm showers, keeping them short, making sure that anything that touches your skin has simple quality ingredients. Also, people don't realize laundry care can be an additional step that you can take to minimize those flare-ups.
Yeah, and that's one of the best defenses or the best offenses is to prevent it. For me, a biggie, being a physician, you probably see this too, are the hand sanitizers. My hand eczema will just flare up the more I use the very strong caustic alcohol-based sanitizer. So knowing what your skin is touching and what your skin is being exposed to is key.
Right, you couldn't be more on the money there. So a really easy way to limit that skin irritation, like I had mentioned, can be really as simple as using the right laundry detergent. I personally like All Free Clear. So for those who have sensitive skin or who are eczema prone, it's really important to use a laundry detergent that is fragrance-free, won't further irritate the skin. All Free Clear, it's 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It's hypoallergenic. In fact, it's the number one recommended detergent brand by dermatologists, allergists, pediatricians for sensitive skin, and it even received the seal of acceptance from the National Eczema Association.
I use it too. And, you know, many of my patients will say, but doc, my eczema is on my hands, on my feet. It's not on my underwear, so why would I look at my laundry detergent? Well, if something irritates your skin, where your eczema flare-ups are, well, it doesn't have to necessarily be the exact same spot. You could flare up in your eczema-prone areas.
Absolutely, and I see that even in things like when people have eyelid dermatitis. So when you're touching things, when you're touching your clothes and they're washed in things with fragrance and you touch your eyes, you know, your clothes aren't necessarily touching your eyes, but I see that transfer and I see a lot of irritation that way too. So, yeah, you bring up an excellent point there.
Wonderful. So I'd love to talk about flare-ups. What other advice do you have in terms of minimizing these flare-ups?
So one thing that I recommend to my patients is sleeping with a humidifier in your bedroom. So during these colder months, the air is less humid, which means skin can get drier. A humidifier will add moisture to the air, which can reduce the risk of skin drying out. Additionally, when it comes to moisturizers, you want to look for products that contain ingredients that are naturally found in our skin, things like ceramides that can help prevent further water loss.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, going back to laundry, I have boys. And so they don't read the directions on what to use, right? All Clear has, the directions are easy to read. So they will just open up, pour. They'll think it's going to be properly diluted. You know, I can't stress enough, our laundry detergent is one of the easiest ways to help minimize some of our eczema flare-ups.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to make sure that you're washing your clothes the correct way if you are prone to getting eczema. So beyond choosing a laundry detergent like we talked about that's gentle yet effective, like All Free Clear, I recommend washing with hot water and adding an extra rinse cycle for the deepest clean. And additionally, those with sensitive skin don't necessarily have to shy away from softeners or dryer sheets. That's kind of a myth, but it really just does depend on the softener or the dryer sheet that you're using. So All Free Clear, they make fabric softeners and dryer sheets. They're also 100% free of perfumes and dyes. So people can really embrace that full laundry regimen, a benefit people with eczema-prone skin don't always know that they can have.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Lindsay Zubritsky, skincare expert and board-certified dermatologist. The reason why October is Eczema Awareness Month, is as we come into the winter, we are more prone to eczema. And so for our listeners, it's really important to know, when I get eczema, my skin breaks and my skin's open. And it's, eczema can lead to openings in the skin that will allow pathogens to come in. And, you know, we learned a lot about pathogens and bacteria and all that during the whole, during the pandemic. And so if you are going to start improving your skin before the winter hits, now's the time to do it.
Absolutely. And there's one more thing that you can do to help minimize that risk, and that's choosing fabrics that are non-irritating. So clothes that are made with polyester, wool, nylon, or other synthetic fabrics, that can really aggravate sensitive skin. So especially during this winter time when it gets colder, choose fabrics like cotton, bamboo, silk, cashmere. And it's also important to really use that laundry detergent that's gentle on skin, like All Free Clear, but that provides that effective clean and can really help remove those seasonal allergens that can flare that eczema.
Fantastic. Any other tips or information you'd like to share with my listeners?
So just in general, I recommend keeping it simple and repairing that skin barrier. Hydrate your skin. Use products that are simple, effective, don't have any fragrance to it, and make sure that you're using your moisturizer every single day.
That's fantastic. Dr. Zubritsky, can't wait to have you back. Thank you for all you do. We know you're busy, and glad you're here with us. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me. And if you want to know more information about what we chatted about today, head over to all-laundry.com. Thank you again for having me. I had a blast.
Take care. Take care. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And we've spoken about this on the show before. Many people will think that they have athlete's foot and ringworm. And people always ask, how can you tell the difference? Well, it's really easy in the doctor's office. We can actually take a little sample and look at it under the microscope. It's a simple, add a little additive. It's very simple for us to determine right then and there if it's fungal or not, but there's also a look to it. And with athlete's foot and ringworm, there's usually a sort of a ring. There's sort of a red kind of border to it, and it sprawls and it grows. Eczema kind of comes and goes. And so when you have itchy feet and patches on your feet, but they come and go, that might be a little different than a fungal infection. A fungal infection, when it's there, it's there. And it'll expand. It loves feet because of the moisture. But it has more of a, it has more of a lesion, a spot that is going to expand. When you get these little bumps, sometimes you'll get these like little white bumps on your hands or feet, that is more inflammatory. And that could be eczema. Now, you can have both. You can have both athlete's foot and eczema, which is why sometimes I give a cream like Mycolog 2 that has both an antifungal as well as a steroid. But you got to be really, really careful. We don't want you misdiagnosing eczema for tinea or athlete's foot or something else. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, here we are years into the COVID pandemic, still COVID circulating, driving us flipping crazy. But what is a real, real sore spot is how the narrative changed when it came to medications and what could possibly be used to treat it. And when President Trump tried to embrace some of the early science on ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, he got, vilified. And then any doctor or any study that tried to say, hey, guys, this is what we found, completely quieted. And interestingly, Mayo Clinic had early on, right, there was a blog post early on in the pandemic had said that hydroxychloroquine, a malarial drug, also we use it for rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, was authorized as a COVID-19 treatment by the FDA in late March 2020, after studies suggested it could be effective against it. The FDA revoked its emergency use authorization 2 months later after concluding it was ineffective but could cause heart complications. Now, hydroxychloroquine can have risks, absolutely. We're seeing Paxlovid could have risks. The vaccine could have risks. But Mayo Clinic, as well as multiple other entities, were originally looking at it. And remember, early on 2020, right, we were anything we could throw at this sucker. Let's investigate. And I get there was a lot of chaos. What I don't get, and I will never forgive, is the way the government vilified anybody and silenced and censored somebody questioning, but hey guys, we have some studies. So there have been multiple studies looking at how hydroxychloroquine could play a role. And I'm not saying hydroxychloroquine is a treatment. I had said long ago, pretty easy to figure out. Anybody on hydroxychloroquine for rheumatoid arthritis or lupus? How did they do during the pandemic? How many of them died from COVID? How many of them had mild hospitalization? How many of them had severe hospitalization compared to the general public? It's a pretty simple study. We have pharmacy records on who took hydroxychloroquine in 2019 and 2020. Not that difficult to study. But hydroxychloroquine, I'm not saying has to be what we use now for COVID. What I'm saying is we have to flip and stop it when a doctor or a researcher says, hey, guys, we have some studies. How many people told me to shut up when I said, but guys, didn't you read the study? So in 2021, remember I spoke to you guys about the acidification of the endosome? How viruses come into cells is they attach onto a receptor and then the cell has to engulf it and they make a little endosome. The pH environment is essential. And the acidification or the inhibition of the acidification can make or break a virus coming into the cell. That was one pathway that was studied and proven when it came to hydroxychloroquine. Another study in 2022 found hydroxychloroquine to block SARS-CoV-2 entry into the cell. This is published in Communications Biology. They said hydroxychloroquine in vitro effectively inhibits viral entry. Now, mind you, in vitro versus in vivo. In vitro means in a lab setting. In vivo is within a body. But they had studied it. Luckily, nobody canceled them and allowed them to study it. And they said that it found it disrupted ordered clusters of monocyclotetrahexosal ganglioside 1 lipid. These lipid clusters recruit SARS, the virus, surface receptor angiotensin converting enzyme ACE2. It recruits those receptors to these endocytic lipids away from other clusters, I guess, in order for it to be able to get into the cell. And they found they concluded that hydroxychloroquine inhibits the viral entry through two distinct mechanisms in high and low tissue cholesterol and does so prior to inhibiting the cathepsin L, which is, I guess, necessary for that process. And now they're saying clinical trials and animal studies will need to account for tissue cholesterol levels and evaluating dosing and efficacy. So this is just one of many studies that are looking at how hydroxychloroquine could work. And I know it seems like a lot of big words, many of which I'm not even pronouncing correctly. Remember, in medical school, I didn't know how to spell or pronounce things well. I could doctor not too badly, but don't ask me to smell and actually smell things as well. But the conversations around hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin needed to be academic. Instead, doctors got in trouble, censured, silenced. Anybody saying, hey, now I want to tell you, my lupus patient did really, really well. Can somebody look into this? Doctors were not evil to ask about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Family members were not evil. They want people to live. It was all hands on deck. And instead, we were looked upon as the enemy. Now, some studies in the clinical setting did not show efficacy. Well, keep in mind, okay, there, for every study I found that showed efficacy, there was another study that showed it didn't. But just by the mechanism of action, when you look at ivermectin and when you look at hydroxychloroquine, the work that they would do on SARS had to be before viral entry. So almost a preventative nature. Somebody in cytokine storm already with the fluid in their lungs on a ventilator probably wouldn't get much benefit. So if the study was looking at people in the hospital didn't do anything, well, yeah, if what scientists are finding is it could have a role in the prevention and the attachment of it, then that would be before the person had symptoms. Now, are there side effects with the medications? Absolutely. So for the FDA to say, hey, guys, I don't think we're going to approve it because their liability with side effects, I get that. I would have also liked to see that same sort of caution with the vaccines and other things that have side effects. And again, a use as you will. You never mandate something that could have side effects. You got to be out of your flipping mind to mandate a medication that could have a side effect. You could offer it. You could make it available. And you could have a robust vaccine rollout. But to mandate it and have people lose their jobs and their careers over it? Oh, no. No, no, no. So where do we stand? We stand with scientists have data saying there can be a role. And some countries even used these medications. But we do not have any sort of enthusiasm from the powers that be to look at it deeper. And this Paxlovid that we have, this antiviral, fantastic drug, you can't use it necessarily for prevention per se. We're only allowed to write it to once you have it. So we still have a market for prevention if you've been exposed. Got to look at what we have in the medicine bag for that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.